Sermon 200. All praise be to Allah, who displayed the glory of His might and wisdom in such a manner that the grandeur of the art of creation kept all wise men in amazement and awe, and who made it impossible for minds to understand the depth and significances of His attributes. I testify that there is no God but Allah, the Almighty. This testimony of mine is the sign of my sincere faith and true belief, firm conviction, and honest desire to obey Him. I further testify that Muhammad, peace of Allah be upon him and his descendants, is His servant and prophet. He ordained him a prophet at a time when signs of true religion had completely disappeared and when the path of Allah was totally forsaken. The Holy Prophet made mankind learn and understand the truth about Allah, advised them to be pious and just, showed them the way of salvation, and instructed them to avoid in life fanaticism and excesses as well as indifferences and disregard. He counseled them to be moderate and gentle. May He bestow His best blessings on him and his holy progeny. O people, learn and understand that Allah has not created you in vain and without any plan and purpose, and at the same time He has not left you free like birds and beasts without assigning important duties to your minds and bodies. He knows the quality and quantity of blessings which He has granted and the favors He has done to mankind. Seek His help in securing achievements and successes. Invoke His blessings. Beg of Him for more of His favors. There is none to intervene between you and Him, and His door is never closed for you. Being omnipresent, He is always present with every man and jinn. His boundless generosity cannot lessen His treasures. His munificence cannot reduce His possessions. No demand can exceed His assets, and no grant can decrease His wealth. His attention towards one thing at one time cannot make Him inattentive towards the other at the same time. He is with everyone and with everything at one and the same moment. He can listen to all simultaneously. Granting of blessings to anyone cannot prevent Him from taking away another blessing from the same person. His wrath cannot obstruct His mercy, nor His kindness and compassion can come in the way of His punishment. The glory and grandeur of His creation cannot bring His being in sight of His creatures, nor His imperceptibility can hide His glory and might from them. He is so near to everybody, and yet so far. He is so exalted, and yet so close to everything. His wisdom and might are self-evident, but His being is hidden from every eye. He rewards others, but He cannot be rewarded. He had no need to ponder and deliberate over the problems of creation. He did not bring the universe into being to seek any help or to take any advantage out of it. O creatures of Allah, I advise you to be afraid of Him. I advise you to adopt piety, because piety is the safest way to salvation and the best support for religion. Keep yourself attached to it and never forsake it. It shall lead you to a place of safety, to sublime honor, and to secure for you peace and contentment. It will come to your help on the day when the angel Israfil will blow the trumpet, when terror of the occasion will hold people spellbound, when all of you will die, when the earth will come to an end, when lofty mountains will turn into dust, when mighty cities will be leveled, when there will be no one to plead for you or to intercede on your behalf, when even your nearest relatives shall not have time and nerves to come to your help. Then you will find piety coming to your help. Sermon 201. This sermon is about the Holy Prophet, peace of Allah be upon him, and his descendants, his preachings, and this world, and opportunities to do good here. The Almighty Allah entrusted his prophethood to our Holy Prophet, peace of Allah be upon him and his descendants, at a time when no sign of divine guidance existed, when humanity had practically given up recognition of superhuman and supernatural controlling power of Allah, who is just and kind, and when ways of truth and justice had been totally forsaken. O people, I counsel you to fear Allah. I want to warn you of this world. Sooner or later, you shall have to part with it. It is not a place of permanent residence, and not a place for perpetual happiness and comfort. Those who are residing here are actually travelers, halting temporarily during their journey, which they are bound to continue. Actually, it is not a safe place, even for a temporary sojourn. Like a boat in a furious storm, this world is rocking its passengers from side to side. Many of them have been thrown overboard. Some of them are drowned, while others are being tossed by the waves and winds, which are playing havoc with their lives. Those who are drowned will never come back, and those who are still floating are not out of danger. O people, while you are still alive and healthy, while your tongue is still under your control, and your limbs are fit to serve you, do good deeds and say good words. Take every advantage of health and opportunity. This world, as it is big enough for you. Do your duty before it is too late for you to do anything, before opportunities are lost and disability and death overtake you. Do not wait for the death to knock at your door. It is bound to come. It is inevitable. It is natural, and it is coming. Sermon 202. On his relation with the Holy Prophet, peace of Allah be upon him and his descendants, and his services to the cause of Islam. Those companions of the Holy Prophet who acted as the first line of defense for the Prophet and Islam know and can testify that I never, not even for a second, violated the commands of Allah and the Holy Prophet on all those occasions when even the bravest of men felt nervous and wanted to get out of the engagement. I risk my life to save the life of the Holy Prophet and to defend the cause of Islam. It is a historical fact that on all those occasions, when the Arabs came out to attack the Holy Prophet and the Muslims, and the battles of Badr, Uhud, Khandaq, Khaybar, and Hunain were fought, Imam Ali was the hero of all those battles. In every one of those actions, he was in command of the army of Islam. He killed the famous Arab marshals and generals in hand-to-hand combats. He defeated their armies and often, when rest of the companions of the Holy Prophet had run away, leaving him alone in the battlefield in Uhud, Khandaq, and Hunain, Imam Ali fought single-handedly against the hordes of Arabs. End of many battles found him the most wounded man alive, but undaunted, undismayed, and fearless. At the time of the passing away of the Holy Prophet, his hand was resting on my bosom. I was embracing him. I felt his last breath on my hands, and I, as a token of my love and respect for him, spread those hands of mine on my face. When he breathed his last, I bathed his sacred body, and no one but angels were helping me. News of his demise made his Ahlulbayt weep. They bemoaned and lamented loudly. Angels were descending and ascending in large number. They were offering his funeral service in groups, one after the other. I could hear their subdued voices. This continued till I laid him into his grave. During his lifetime, I was dearest and nearest to him. And at the time of his passing away, I was the last one to part with him. Who can claim to have closer connection with him than I? And who can assert to have greater right to be his heir and successor? Now you know my claim. Use your wisdom to understand and realize it. And under this realization, come forward to defend Islam. Let your desire to follow me be based on sincerity and faithfulness. I swear by Allah that I am on the right path of religion, and they, Muawiyah and his minions, are trying to lead you astray to where every step forward is going to take you near to hell. I am sure you are trying to grasp what I am telling you. I invoke Allah to have mercy on you and me. 7203. In this sermon, Imam Ali explains certain attributes of Allah and then tells us what piety is and how it can help us, what Islam is, and what it can give us, what the holy book Quran is, and how it protects us, and how the Holy Prophet, peace of Allah be upon him, and his descendants, has guided us. He hears the voices of wild beasts roaming in deserts and jungles. He knows the sins committed by human beings, even in extreme privacy. He perceives the conditions of a fish in the depth of oceans. He knows the number of waves raised by storms and gales. In fact, He is omnipresent and omniscient. I testify that Muhammad, peace of Allah be upon him and his descendants, is his selected and chosen messenger, the prophet of his revelation, and the conveyor of his message of mercy and kindness. Friends, I advise you to fear Allah, who has created you and towards whom is your return. Remember that achievements of your aims and fulfillments of your desires lie in His power. That the true path of religion will carry you towards Him, and that at the time of fear and danger, He is your refuge. Let piety be the aim and the aspiration of your life. It is the only cure for wickedness of your heart. It is the divine light to remove the darkness of your heart. It is the remedy for your ailing mind. It is the only way of improvement for your corrupted soul. It purifies your conscience. It brings back sight to the eyes blinded by ignorance of truth. It gives moral courage and removes fear from your hearts. Do not make pretense of obeying Allah, but obey Him sincerely and faithfully. Let this desire of obedience be engraved in your minds and be deep rooted in your hearts, and let it rule over your words and deeds. Let it help you on the day of judgment. Act as your guide to salvation. Plead for you on the day of reckoning. Light your grave for you. Be your sympathetic companion in the solitude of your tomb, and a pilot to steer you out of anxieties and sorrows surrounding you. Do not forget that obedience to Allah is the only real shield against the onslaught of adversities, calamities, and disasters. And it is the only protection against the leaping flames of hell. Do you know how piety helps those who make it the basic principle of their lives? It wards off the calamities which have crowded around them and have laid a siege around them. It converts bitter disappointments of their affairs into pleasant achievements. It acts as a barrier against the waves of disasters and destructions which want to dash against their lives and ambitions. Its influence will change their harassing poverty and scarcity into contentment and affluence, and its grace will transform their dry years into rainy seasons and their arid lands into green orchards and flourishing fields. Fear Allah, who is so kind as to grant you intellect and reasoning, and then He advised you to do good. He then, through the teachings of His chosen prophet, made it easy for you to understand the purpose of your creation. Not only this, His love of mankind went further than that, and He completed this course of guidance through Ahlul Bayt, chosen descendants of the Holy Prophet. Now, as a mark of obligation, it is incumbent upon you to try your best to obey His commands sincerely. Remember that Islam is the religion which Allah has chosen as a medium for you to understand your place in the universe and your relation with Him. The training with this religion is to impart, had its course laid down and finished under His direct command. He entrusted it to the most blessed and chosen of His prophets. He made Islam superior to other religions of the world. He glorified it by defeating its enemies and humiliating those who want to overthrow it. He wants to obliterate ignorance and paganism from human minds, to saturate them with wisdom and knowledge, and to propagate truth, justice, and piety. The logic of its principles and precepts are so powerful that it cannot be repudiated, falsified, or belied. They are so coordinated, so wisely interconnected, and so naturally follow each other that they cannot be separated, nor can any one of them be overthrown. Islam is a tree which cannot be uprooted, nor can it be cut down, nor can its branches be trimmed. Its paths are broad and straight. There is nothing torturous there. Its canons are easy to understand and to follow. It does not tolerate hypocrisy and insincerity. Its light shall never demand, and the sympathetic congeniality of the forms of its services will never turn harsh and unbearable. Have you fully realized what Islam is? It is a religion founded on truth. It is such a fountainhead of learning that from it flows out several streams of wisdom and knowledge. It is such a lamp that from it several lamps are being lighted. It is a lofty beacon of light, illuminating the path of Allah. It is a set of principles and beliefs which will satisfy every seeker of truth and reality. Know you all that Allah has made Islam the most sublime path for the attainment of His supreme pleasure and the highest standard of His worship and obedience. He has favored it with noble precepts, exalted principles, cogent reasonings, unchallengeable supremacy and wisdom. It is up to you to maintain the eminence and dignity granted to it by the Lord, to follow it sincerely, to do justice to its articles of faith and belief, to implicitly obey its commands, and to give it to the proper place in your lives. Remember that He, with utmost kindness and grace, sent His chosen prophet to you at a time when devastation was hovering over the world, when humanity was on the verge of annihilation, when various civilizations and creeds were driving man towards destruction, when, on account of its harsh and cruel ways, life had become miserable to mankind, when dissension and disunity were rampant, when mankind was divided into classes, castes, nationalities, and religious groups, and when other religions were decaying and falling in line with paganism, because their false and irrational doctrines had exposed them, and their dogmatic views had made them impracticable and were forcing the world to forsake them. At such a time, Allah made the Holy Prophet the means of revealing His commands, bringing Muslims out of the chaos, carrying the message of peace and prosperity to mankind, and creating through his companions standards for self-respect, veneration of the Holy Prophet, and obedience to Allah. Allah also revealed to him his message through the Holy Book. The book contains such knowledge and enlightenment that it shall never be ineffective, futile, or fruitless. It carries in its words wisdom so deep that man cannot actually reach those depths. It is a highway which will not mislead anybody. It is a light which will never die out. It creates such distinctions between truth and falsehood that its decisions will never be challenged and refuted. Its explanations cannot be proved to be wrong. It is the cure for perversity of minds. It is a power which cannot be overthrown. Its truth personified. Its supporters will never feel sorry for the support given to it. It is a mine of faith, a spring of knowledge, and a fountainhead of equity and justice. The wisdom which this book contains and the learning which it imparts cannot be exhausted. It is such a destination that those who aim to reach it will never wander away. It is such a landmark that those who follow the path of truth will never miss it. It is such a sublime source of information that nothing can surpass it. Allah has made it a blessing for learned, wise, and pious, an unfailing remedy for wickedness of minds, and source of illumination for the darkness of impiety and paganism. It is a powerful binding force to keep men within the bonds of faith and love. It is the safest refuge from sin and vice. It is the harbinger of peace for mankind. It honors those who accept it, guides those who follow it, protects those who act according to its dictates, and it acts as a sound argument for those who speak through it. It testifies those who claim its testimony. It supports those who support it. It brings success to those who embrace it. It is the quickest and the shortest way to salvation for those who formulate their lives according to its tenets. It is the easiest and the best form of explanation for those who want to understand the principle of truth and piety. So far as the history of mankind is concerned, it is the best source of information, and so far as justice and equity is concerned, it is best code of law. Sermon 204. The most wonderful part of this sermon is its last paragraph, where Imam Ali has explained in a few words what science discovered 1300 years later. The Holy Imam said that when Allah so wills, even your brain will give out what you have said and done all through your life. That is, all of your experiences. This faculty of human mind, so graphically explained by him, is the latest discovery of the science of medicine. This and several other modern theories in the fields of science about which he has hinted as passing remarks bear testimony to the divine knowledge of the Holy Imam. This capacity of human brain is named interpretive cortex. The world-famous neurosurgeon Wilder Penfield has just offered evidence to the National Academy of Sciences that parts of the brain work like an audio-video tape recorder, preserving the minutest details of everything that a man sees and hears. He says that this area of preservation of experience is in both temporal lobes. Islam has given the name of Kiraman Katibin to the two honorable angels, one on each shoulder of a man, to record his good and bad deeds and words.